This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. National park tourism is booming, but an idyllic adventure into the great outdoors can be derailed by overlooking an important aspect of trip planning, advance permits, and reservations. Missing one $2 expense could derail a whole national park trip. Some of the most frequently visited parks require visitors to book ahead for access to popular attractions such as heavily trafficked hikes, roads, and campgrounds. Some require advance tickets for full park entry. That means travelers can't bank on showing up spontaneously to a national park and getting in or getting a place to stay. The rules vary from park to park. Reservations are among several ways that national parks are addressing congestion. Americans flocked to national parks in 2021 and 22 as a way to get outside and vacation domestically during the COVID-19 pandemic. 18 national parks broke annual visitation records in 2021. Currently, 5 national parks in the U.S. require vehicle reservations: Acadia National Park in Maine, Arches National Park in Utah, Glacier National Park in Montana, Haleakala National Park in Hawaii, and Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. Zion, Rocky Mountain, Acadia, Yosemite, and Glacier were among the top 10 most popular national parks in 2022. Glacier National Park in northwest Montana uses a reservation system. Reservations are assessed per vehicle to access certain roads like the Going to the Sun Highway. Visitors can make reservations online at recreation.gov. Reservations carry a non-refundable processing fee ranging between $2 and $6. In addition to the processing fee, visitors must pay the park's standard entrance pass fee or present a National Park Service annual multi-park pass. Reservations and permits generally become available online months in advance. For those unable to score a reservation, parks usually release additional tickets closer to visit dates, sometimes just a day ahead. Vehicle reservations are generally only in effect for peak times of day and for certain times of the year, which means motorists can access the parks without a reservation outside those peak hours and months. Information is posted on each National Parks website for reservations, road closures, and other important information at nps.gov. North Dakota State University research is using bees to prevent disease in sunflowers. Bees are the unsung heroes of the agriculture industry. With their already important job of pollinating, bees now are being put to work to prevent disease in crops in a creative solution to a devastating disease called Sclerotinia head rot. The disease develops on sunflowers when cool, wet weather occurs during the sunflower bloom in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Manitoba, Canada. The disease causes sunflower kernels to fail to develop or to become bitter, developing hard black structures called sclerotia that mix with sunflower seeds at harvest. This disease compromises a quality final product because the sclerotia are similar in size and weight to sunflower kernels and cannot be separated by processors. And the Sclerotinia pathogen produces toxins that cause sunflower kernels adjacent to diseased tissues to become bitter. Applying biological control or synthetic fungus aren't effective because of the difficulty of applying sprays to the sunflower heads, but bees can transport spores of Clonostachys rosea, a fungal biological control agent that prevents sunflowers from developing Sclerotinia head rot. Bees that are naturally collecting nectar visit the sunflower florets just as they begin to bloom, during the period before the florets become susceptible to Sclerotinia. In the research project, bee boxes are outfitted with a dispenser that deposits a powder of the biological control agent as bees exit the hive. The bees crawl through the powder, getting spores on their feet, legs, and stomach, and deliver it to the sunflower heads, which have lots of flower buds. Each day, the outermost buds bloom, and the bees deliver the biological control agent to the sunflowers each day, protecting each ring as it opens. Lastly, using bees as the delivery method for the fungal biological control has no impact on the bees or on their honey production. A win-win for sunflower growers and for bees. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.